7:35 now at 89.5 KWGS. Good morning. I'm John Durkee. A windy and mild day today with an elevated fire threat and a high of 76. Well, this morning we have a conversation with Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett. Tulsa County voters turned down the Vision 2 proposals on Tuesday, and we asked the mayor point blank, what went wrong?
Well, don't know exactly. Certainly the voters didn't either agree or didn't quite see the seriousness of the problem, or didn't like the package, didn't like the ideas, or, you know, some of the above, all the above. We don't know for sure yet. We'll certainly have a debriefing hopefully next week and have a better idea of what did happen. But I think more importantly, what we're going to do from this point on, because the problems that we identified are very real and they're still in place. We have 25,000 jobs that are in jeopardy that we have to support, which we will continue to do so.
Do you have any concern that this may telegraph a message to American or to the upper management of Spirit or even Navistar that they're not wanted in Tulsa?
It's a very real concern because those companies are being courted. I mean, it's not if, it's they are being courted by other cities to move. Of course, we've seen recently what the city of Wichita did, passed a roughly a $50 million bond issue, the city council, the city government of Wichita, in order to be given essentially to Spirit Aerosystems to upgrade their facilities. And Spirit, I know that they will be looking at the new facilities that they will have, the new improved facilities that they will have in Wichita versus what they presently are dealing with in Tulsa. And if they feel that it's in their best interest as a company and their employees' best interests, if they feel it's better to move to Wichita, that's what they'll do.
Well, now, the quality of life portion of the ballot question also failed, and some had predicted maybe a split decision by the voters, but both measures failed. The zoo, the low water dams, the library, the children's museum, what happens to those items?
Well, they're still, as they have been, so many of those for many, many years, if not decades, they're on a capital improvements list that the city maintains that updates annually of what the city believes is our capital improvements projects that are in the best interest of the city of Tulsa.
Do you look for this package to be reworked and brought back to the voters, or maybe some aspects of it included in the third penny extension, which is going to be coming up, I would assume, rather soon?
We're going to look at it next week, John, and start a process of evaluating what we think might be achievable and certainly try to make a determination of what didn't work and why, most importantly, why it didn't work. See what options we have and what we can do realistically, because the economic development needs of the city haven't gone away. They're still very real, and our future depends on a good outcome of that exercise.
Our conversation with Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett. 7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10. This is Morning Edition on Public Radio 89.5 KWGS.